Well, hello there. Welcome back. I welcome myself too. It's been a minute. long. Actually, I looked outside of the last interview that I did with a guest. I haven't popped on and done an episode since July. Cheers. Had my glass of rosé in my hand, staring out the window and looking at this gorgeous full moon. So happy full moon weekend in Aries. Fiery sign that Aries is. And a lot has changed. A lot has changed. The world is changing. And my life looks completely different than it used to. In like all ways. And I realized recently that, you know, turns out things really do have to fall apart in order to come together. And it's so cliche, but it's true. Like, my whole entire life fell apart a couple months ago in all ways. It was a domino effect. And at the time, I was losing my shit. I was like, oh my God, what's happening? Why is this happening? My God. And it was scary. It was scary. I think that was, I mean, I've been through a lot of like unstable moments in my life, especially in my adult life. But it was probably the first time in my adult life that I was actually really scared because I didn't know what was going to happen. Like, I was losing everything. And it was like a domino effect. And everything was attached to, you know, it was like, it was all crashing down on me so fast. And I had to think fast and pray and trust and seek out, you know, my close friendships and soul tribe to bounce ideas and things off of and lose my shit and have meltdowns. And it was crazy. But I took one step at a time and one step at a time and one step at a time. And here I am. On October 7th, this full moon in Burlington, Vermont. Back in the Green Mountain State. Living a completely different life. And have you ever taken steps, whether they're planned or unplanned, and next thing you know, you look up and you're like, wow, I really am living a completely different life. And then you adjust, you reset, you recharge, you reflect, appreciate. And then you exhale. And this human journey just is something so magnificently complex. And, you know, ever since I was little, I always wanted an adventurous, worldly life. So it's not a shock that a lot of the decisions I've made as an adult, made to the outside, look like I'm making colossal mistakes. And what is she doing now? And you have to build stability and you have to follow the plan. What plan? The plan of stability. And it took me many years to realize that, like, I'm afraid of boredom. Like, you know, like sitting for too long, I'm like, ah. It's like seeing your own shadow. You're like, ah. I can't stand it. And so then it's like, I start to pick things apart and stress out and overthink and over dramatize and I don't just sit and pause and say it's going to be okay. Things always have a way of working out. That's why I always believe that there is a higher power helping, assisting in this life. But even my beliefs have been tested in these last couple months. Like, I thought I was so solid in my beliefs. I thought I was, you know, like, spreading the message of trust. Everything happens for a reason. Believe. The universe has a plan. But what happens when your whole entire life is falling apart and you're sinking and you don't know how the fuck to get out? Do you still believe? Do you still believe that there's a plan when all of the facts are on the table and logically you're saying to yourself, shit is not looking good right now? Do you still believe? I had no other choice. I had to believe, otherwise, what was the purpose of existing? And one of the craziest things that happen. So all of the doors were being closed and there was no path where I was at. And I started to seek out, you know, other opportunities and thinking fast and trying to figure out like where I could go. And there was an open door. There was one open door and I followed it. And it was a hell of a way to get here. It was a hell of a way to get here. Oh my God. And so a little backstory. Obviously, I talked about being a full-time Dasher and Instacarter, and I loved it. I worked my ass off 7 days a week for a year. And, you know, this funny little thing about when you and society don't align with what is considered success, what's considered a career path. And so I had to turn my leased vehicle back in. Time was up and I wasn't going to buy it. And I couldn't get financed. Even though finance managers were saying like, Amber, we've never seen anybody make this much money doing door dashing. I couldn't get financed. It wasn't reputable income. I needed to have a 9-to-5. I needed to clock in and clock out and show on paper that I was responsible. Plus, you know, like wear and tear and shit on the car. So I turned my car back in, and for the first time in my life, years later, my prayer got answered. I used to pray to not have a car, but I was never living in a city that it made sense. Like, yeah, I was living in Detroit for that year, but I still had that car. Like, I still had, like, 2 more years on that car, so that wasn't feasible. But I used to pray to not have a car. So I finally, you know, it's like that quote, that saying that says, you know, remember when you used to pray for what you have now. Don't take for granted what you used to pray for, you know. But I was too in the, my nervous system was too shook. I was freaking out. I was scared. I was confused. I was pissed. I was feeling like a failure. Like, I was not in the space like, oh my God, I finally have no car. That was not the space that I was in. But it took me a little while after all of that to realize like, shit, I used to pray for this. I used to pray to not have a car because I was always terrible with cars. Except for this last one. I took really good care of her. And I was always asking questions every time she had work done. Like, I was totally involved with my car. But prior to that, for most of my adult life, I shit on cars. And it was just terrible, irresponsible of me. But so I was face to face with a dream, with a goal. It manifested in a weird way. So I ended up landing an amazing job opportunity on a path to project management, a vision board goal of mine. And I had to get to the job in Burlington. And I ended up going through Greyhound to take a bus. And I figured, well, it'll take me a couple days to get there, but I don't mind. I got earbuds. I got this. I got that. I was already feeling like at my lowest, everything had fallen apart. Had somebody drop me off at the bus station. And there I was sitting in Fort Wayne, Indiana, waiting for the bus with two suitcases, a duffel bag, and my pride cracked open. Talk about being humbled. Sitting in a bus stop with your whole entire life in suitcases at a bus stop, but excited about the unknown because this amazing job. I was like, I have hope. And sometimes that's all we have. Because our faith is always tested, right? It's never a for sure thing. You want to hope and believe that your faith is strong, but what if it's not? Then all you have is hope. Hope that you'll get through it. Hope that this is the right path. Hope that you can handle whatever is ahead. So it was like delay after delay after delay. The Greyhound bus was over an hour late. We were all on this bus. And the bus driver didn't have a GPS, which who in the hell is a bus driver and doesn't have a GPS? Paper instructions she had. We're all like, what? So we were late to Columbus, Ohio. We get there and it was like, another detour. And the next bus didn't come until 10 o'clock and it was already booked. The guy at the Greyhound station was like, yeah, it's already booked. We're like, so what does that mean? They're like, good luck. I'm like, good luck. I had like no money. I was like, well, I need to get to Boston because that's where my training is. Like, I need to get to Boston. So then, you know, I had friends that I had to reach out to help me out. And I was freaking out. And I stayed in the Greyhound station for about 7 hours, just sitting there with all my luggage, people watching, talking to other people that were in the same situation, you know, similar situation, I should say. And we were all just sitting there like so pissed at the bus driver. You know what I mean? Like, this is an example how one person's incompetence, laziness, lack of responsibility for what you're doing can fuck up so many people's situation and really put them in a rough, rough position. So I finally got a flight booked the next morning, like early bird flight, like left at like, I think the flight left at like 6:45. Then I find this hotel. It was like one adventure after the other. I was like Googling like the closest hotels that had free shuttle. That, you know, it was like this crazy ass search. Let me fucking tell you. I walked into this Days Inn in Columbus right by the airport because it had free shuttle. And it was only a 5-minute drive. And this was the nasty ass hotel. Like the nastiest that I've ever fucking stayed in my life. I prayed that there were no bed bugs that night. I prayed. I cried. I actually called one of my friends and I was like having a hysterical meltdown. I was like, oh my God. Like it looked like it was like a 1970s scary movie murder scene. You walk into the room and you're like, all this shit is outdated. Why is my fucking carpet wet? What's in the bed with me? Going to the bathroom? I don't even want to talk about it. Like, I don't even know how they're still open. But true story with that, a couple weeks later, I ended up calling them and I fought for a fucking refund and he gave me 20%. And I was like, I'll fucking take it because that shit was a pigsty. But anyways, moving forward, make it to my flight. And I finally arrive in Boston and it was all like, I made it. I fucking made it. I made it to my destination. I didn't know how I was going to get there. I did it on like quarters and dimes, but I fucking made it to my destination off of hope, faith, and support of my friends. And then it was just like a trickle effect after that, like positive domino effect after that. And here I am in October. And that happened in July, second week of July. Here I am on this full moon in October in my new living situation with my new job that I'm almost 90 days in a new energy within myself. New life experiences that I've gone through. And even though I was freaking the fuck out during that whole experience and like really beating myself up that I failed miserably and that I should have done better, I should have made different decisions. It's the life I've always wanted. People are like, what? Instability? Adventure. Experiences. Growth. Evolving. And now I'm in a leadership type of role and I'm challenging myself. I'm proud of myself. I'm doing good work. I've met some awesome people and I continue to grow. If we're not here to learn and grow, then what the fuck are we here for? To shop? To fill our house with things? So that's what I've been up to in the last few months since I've done my last solo episode. And I'm living in downtown Burlington now. And, you know, it's taken me a while to get connected to this city. It's interesting. It's definitely a different experience being back in Vermont a second time around. Not as connected as I was the first time. But I'm seeing it in a different perspective because I'm living in a different part of Vermont. And it's a different time in society. It's a different time in the world. I'm different. Like, everything is different. But I definitely... I definitely surprise myself, that's for sure. Like, sometimes I have to stop and say, who the fuck am I? Ah, let me go down memory lane. And I actually shared something on my Instagram story the other day. And it said there are people from your past that are still, something along the lines of, that are still seeing you as a former version of yourself. And you're not that version. Keep evolving. Yeah, it's true. You know, like what people think about you is none of your business. I have to always remind myself that, like, I'm out here doing what I feel I need to be doing and then doing more. It's crazy. And I started watching this show on Hulu, Everything's Trash. love this fucking show. I binge watched 4 episodes today. And she's a podcaster. And it just like, it really just is overwhelming because God damn, I love doing my podcast and I haven't poured into this because my life has been so crazy and I'm just now exhaling. I'm just now able to process and sort of relax and be proud of myself of what the hell my life has been like since July. Well, since June, really, when things started to slowly fall apart. And so it inspires me watching this show because I can relate to her personality so much. And she has this awesome podcast that people love listening to. And I'm like, oh. So I was thinking about it today. I was like, I haven't even done an episode in so long. I got to return to that. I got to walk back to self-love. Oh! So, yeah. You know, it's just something that I don't know if I'll ever return to, but it's just a part of me that will always be there, my voice in some capacity. You know, whether it's podcasts, social media, I don't know if it's meant to be that I ever return. But it's a love. It's a love that I have never forgotten. But I do want to say, since I am so passionate about leadership, in my former life, there was a CEO that was terrible. Gutted everything that we did and what that cluster stood for. And, you know, obviously, I'm not behind closed doors in these conversations, but all I'm going to say about that is, lo and behold, there's a change of leadership. I was like, huh. Prayers do get answered. May take 4 to 5 years, but our prayers get answered some way, shape, or form. So I was happy to read that. It's all I needed. After everything we went through as a cluster and the shit show at the end. And it was the bulk of the reason why I left radio, was his leadership. I refused to work for somebody where my talents, my skills, my passion would contribute to money in his pocket. That was worth it for me to walk away. And it sucked. It sucked. Because I did love what I did. But my integrity and my truth was more important than putting on headphones every day and doing a show. So again, I don't know how all the pieces came about. I don't know exactly what happened. Wish I could have been a fly on the wall. But what I do know is that the first of the year, he would no longer be running the ship. And that was enough for me. That's all I needed, was to read that. Because then I feel like, all right, finally happened. So, back to the full moon. This is, you know, it's always an intense energy when it's a full moon. And I just wanted to carve out some time and do some soul sharing in this crazy world that we're living in, where things are constantly changing and we are trying to evolve this planet one awakened person at a time, trying to better our communities, better ourselves, better our families, better our environments that we touch and that we energy exchange in. And it's just, it's an important time to be alive right now. You know, you think about how rare and special it is that we are alive on this planet right now. Seeing all of this, feeling all of this, getting involved in all of this, passionate about all of this. When other people haven't been so lucky, who are no longer here. Wonder what that life is like. Trust me, I've always tried to go there. Like, come on, let me just fucking go there. I don't want to live in this bullshit no more. And that's why I've always stuck true to purpose, a mission, focused on something outside of material gain. Because for me, material gain isn't enough. It's not enough to keep me here. It's not enough to satisfy me. It's not enough to fulfill me. And there are times where I'm like, why do I even want to still be here? This world is crazy. But then, you know, tomorrow's a new day, and the next day's a new day, and the next day's a new day, and... But this life is hard. This life is hard. The things we go through as a society is hard. So, here we are, still here, still watching all the craziness. And I do want to say, before I wrap it up, if you're listening and you live in the Fort Wayne area, Allen County, Indiana, District 3, the upcoming election in November is so incredibly important because it is the opportunity to fire Jim Banks, a man who is not fit to lead any longer in that district. And matter of fact, I don't think he was ever fit to lead. I just think he was savvy at what he did, and he got the votes and he paved his way. Trump's buddy. So if you live in District 3, Fort Wayne, Allen County, I really hope that you really, truly take your vote seriously and vote him out, because there are two opponents that would do a much better job. And nobody's perfect, okay? Nobody is perfect. Perfection doesn't exist. Politicians are not going to save the world. They're not going to fix everything. But keeping a man in power who is unhealthy, unawakened, doesn't care about the whole of his district and the diversity of his district, and who had close ties in the insurrection, who was closely mentored and loved by Trump, is not fit to lead that district any longer. And I just really hope that there's some huge positive change out of District 3. I no longer live there. I don't have a say in it. But I have to express the need to vote him out. Like, that's how positive change happens. Like, he is the direct line from District 3, Allen County, Indiana to Congress. You got a problem with what's happening on a larger level? Vote him out. You don't like his perspective, what he's done, his leadership, his personality, all of that. Vote him out. How do you think that happens? But I know politics are disappointing. The government is disappointing. But you can't give up. You can't just quit. You got to at least cast your vote. And if my life didn't fall apart, and if it wasn't a dire need for me to take care of myself and support myself financially, I would be there to cast my vote. So, that's my intention I'm setting for November. I really hope that everybody comes together and makes that positive change and creates new energy and new leadership for District 3 in Congress. So, that's where I'm going to wrap it up. Today's Friday, so happy Friday to you. I don't know what's going on in your life or how you're getting through these days, or if you have had things fall apart in your life and then you start to see how they come together. Because I truly believe, even though if you're someone like me that wants to like fight my way through everything with massive resistance and panic and anxious thoughts, things have to fall apart in order to come together. If we want something, if our goals and our vision and things that we want for our life are over here waiting, but we're still holding on to this over here, how are we going to allow the new to come in and prosper and grow our lives if we're still holding on to this over here? And that's my, that's the duality of my own life. As much as I want all of this over here, I'm usually not ready to get rid of this over here. I'm like, but I need to hold on. My ego needs to take this grip and I can't release. But then I'm complaining that I don't have these things over here that I want. It's insanity. It's my own insanity. So, surrender and let go are two of the hardest things, because it's like there is no like laid out plan of what that looks and feels like. You just gotta let go and you just gotta surrender. Yeah, go fuck yourself. You know, that's what I usually always say when it's, oh, just let go? Yeah, it's that easy? Cool. But there's truth to that. Because I just want to control my life. I'm like, oh, I want to have the say. But what if my say isn't like the best, the highest good of what my life could be like? But I'm so on this grip of what I think I want. But what if there's a better plan? What if there's a better path? How will I know? Song just came in my head. Because how will I know unless I release it? How will you know unless you release it? You don't. It's a roll of the dice. This whole life is a roll of the dice. Even those that have it so strategically planned and calculated, you still can't have that 100% calculated and figured out, because it's life. There's a force much more powerful that's operating at a different level. But yes, you can definitely calculate your steps to a point and map out your finances and map out your plan. But life's always going to throw in curveballs for you to adjust. So, October of 2022. God, these last 2 years been nuts. My life's been nuts. But I'm grateful for this podcast. I'm grateful that I still commit to it. I'm grateful for you, that you show up and you listen and you support me. And I really hope that you are living out your puzzle piece in this experience the best way possible that makes you feel good and fulfilled. And even if there are times that you don't, I'm right in that boat too with you sometimes. But we'll get there, right? With a little faith and hope. So I am going to shut it down and relax under this moonlight with my glass of rosé. And thank you for energy exchanging with me. And until next time, be kind to yourself and be kind to others. Peace and love.